the record button.
Anyway, I'll try. Zion, okay. Yeah. Thank you. We are up to Kuf Memdalet Zion. And then we're going to start into Hilchos Ishus. Okay, so Hilchos Kibud, we finish off Hilchos Kibud Rabbi v'Zakim v'Talmud Chacham v'Koyim. So Zion, Talmud Chacham mezalzel in mitzvahs ve'en bo yiras shemayim. The Talmud Chacham is mezalzel in mitzvahs, doesn't have yiras shemayim, rei u'kakal shel b'tzibur. He's considered like the most kal of the tzibur. Right, which is that he doesn't, we talked about how they have priority in business and all that stuff. Kayin vi Yisrael shem shavim b'chochma. Let's say, but Kayin and Yisrael, that the same, they have the same brains. Mitzvah sasei min ha-Torah la'akdam is the Kayin. It's a mitzvah sasei to go to the Kayin first. Shenever v'kidash tov. V'dosh v'rosein ozal l'chol dover shepikidush. Kleimar b'chol dover sheyira ha-godol. Anything that, anything that it makes him look like he's a godol, who makodesh? He goes. He's makodesh. Lias Rishon the Kriyas Atayra. That's where he gets the first aleiv. Lias Rosh Medabim b'chol kibbutz. He gets to be the first speaker. The daber v'lidrash tchila. Right. He gets to speak first. V'chein b'yeshiva yedaber b'roish. He sits at the head. V'chein b'suda. No wonder. Landau's on. V'chein b'suda. Who kaidim levarich hamaytzi v'chas amazon. He's the first one to get food. And he benches first, and he gets the first portion. Unless there's a Yisrael there that's greater than him in Chachma. He gives him the mana yafa first. But if there's a Kayan who's splitting with a Shutvis, with a Yid, he does not have to give him a Chelek Yofi. It's not Derech Kovid that he, this is very interesting, right? It's not Derech Kovid for the Kayan to take the better portion. Anybody who puts his eyes on a chelak hayofe, ain't a roya simon bracha la'olam. You're not going to see simon bracha. Right? But meaning, it's interesting. If you get, if you try to get selfish, you're not going to see simon bracha from that. So Mamela, he shouldn't.
If you get it because you deserve it, it's one thing. If you get it because you go after it, it's something else.
That's what we have to say. Right? So if somebody wants to buy kitchens from you, but just because you're a Kayan, that may not going to see kitchen. They might not see, I don't know. I don't know if that's the same mushel, but yeah. But that applies to everybody, not just Kehanim, I think. Right? It just happens to be, this is the scenario. If there's no Kayan, then it's best to give it to a Levi. If they're at least Shavim B'chachma. Now, why don't we do this nowadays? It's not clear why nowadays we don't do it, but it seems like the yichus of Kehanim got so messed up. The Mamela, we're not sure. That's Mamela. That seems to be the tzad heter, the moira heter for not doing this. Today, I had a kohen poured me a full cup of seltzer, mamish. It was a terrible thing, mamish, possibly an isser.
You seem like you enjoyed it.
Yes. Okay. Tess. Also, l'shtamish b'koyin afilu b'zman hazeh. You are not allowed to be mishtamish with a koyin even b'zman hazeh or k'moyel behektishu. See that? It's mamish moyel behektish if you use something from a koyin. I mean, if you have a koyin work for you. Shenemar v'kidash treki eslecha melekecha hu makriv. You make him holy because he's the one that's makriv to Hashem. Even though nowadays we don't have carbonus, he's still considered kaddish, even if he's driving and smoking a cigar. But if the kayan is Michael on his covet, then mutter. So maybe this is a heter, because if he's Michael on the covet, then it's fine. Because the kahuna is his, and he's allowed to be Michael, and he's allowed to. Allow Yisrael to be mishtamash. Kol shekain sheyochel lach likover liYisrael lakdima b'dvarim ena morim leel, and kol shekain that he could be Michael and give it to Yisrael. Okay, now we go to.
Can the kohen pour you wine at the seder?
If he, yeah, because seemingly he's Michael. Seemingly he's Michael. You gotta make sure he's Michael. I don't know. Do you have to make sure he's Michael? I'm not sure.
I mean, if he's doing it for you, he's probably Michael.
L'chayra, but maybe he didn't, maybe he doesn't know the halacha. Right? Could we just totally forgot the halacha, doesn't know. So I don't know if you have to clarify that first or not. Okay, simin kuf memei hilchus ishus ubay chav vav seifim. So hilchus ishus, yeah, chayav adam lisa isha aleph, chayav adam lisa isha pintei lufleis v'rilvasi. It's very interesting. Why you chayav to get married? Kidei pru urevu. Doesn't say for romance, and it doesn't say, at least right now it doesn't say. We're gonna say later. Not gonna say romance, but it's the main thing to get married is pru urevu, to have a mitzvah to. To propagate the world. It's chal once he hits 18, which the Rambam says really means in the 17th year. Right? No longer than no more 20. If you're learning Torah basmada, lisa isha, and you're afraid, which is another interesting lashon, you're afraid to marry a woman, so that it won't cause bittul Torah. So you see that women do cause bittul Torah, right? So if you're scared of that, then you shouldn't be mevatel from limud. And here they bring from the Chofetz Chaim that 25 is a max. Even if you're learning. So, but if so, you could push it off. But that's, of course, if you don't have any Yetzara. So if you do have a Yetzara, then you have to get married right away. So it's very, very difficult to justify it. But that's what we do. Once you have a boy and a girl, but that's as long as the son and the daughter can have children. Let's say somebody has a son and a daughter and they die. So if that son and daughter left kids, so you with the next generation. That's only when the grandchildren have a boy and a girl. And they were born from the son and the daughter. Meaning you had a kid from each kid that died. Even though it swapped and the son had a daughter and the daughter had a son. But since they come from the son and the daughter, but if one of them did not leave over any kids, then even if the second child left over many kids like kiyam a mitzvah, it's a very big chiddush. Meaning he's saying you have to have at least a boy and a girl from each boy and a girl that you have. Right? So meaning it can't come from one yichus. It's got to go from both. Gimel,
even though you're mekayim mitzvah per viyura, also like lamed. So you're not yet to per viyura until your kids have.
No, if the kids die, if somebody's kids die, then you're not makayim pru revu unless those kids left kids. Right? And each kid has to leave a kid. Right? Meaning if the person has two kids, a boy and a girl, then let's say the boy dies with no kids and the girl has 100 boys and girls, he's not makayim
pru revu. Right. Yeah. But if he has a boy and a girl that's still alive, he's yaitzim.
Yes. Yeah.
Lamasreya, he could be the mitzvah could be taken back, Lamaisa.
That's what it sounds like. Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. It sounds like that. Yeah. I mean, so let's say the parents die, which is the normal case, and then the kids die without kids. So now what the schar and shemayim that the parents got gets taken away from them. I don't know. I don't know exactly when if there's a statute of limitations or something. Right? Anyway, and you have to marry a woman who has to have the ability to have children if it's possible. But if he understands from himself that he can't have kids, then don't go. If you know you can't have kids, don't go marry a woman who could have kids. Because then you're going to have less kids in the world. And let's say if he has a lot of kids, if he's going to marry a woman who could have kids, then there's going to end up being fights, as we know happens, unfortunately, often. Stepkids, etc., etc. Mutter lo elisa isha she'ena bas banim. Then it is mutter for him to marry a woman who cannot have kids, because again, that's because he has his own kids. So he's mekayim the mitzvah. But you can't not get married because of this chashash, right? He's saying it's also to be, it's also for a man not to be married, right? I once saw Shtikl Torah.
Is this married or just having kids? Meaning,
no,
does
even
it, about
no,
being married?
A chiv to be married. He's saying a chiv to be
married.
Yeah,
that's a separate issue. Let's say you're married, then you want to propagate the world.
No, what's the problem?
So that can be done, no? It doesn't go on, the puravu doesn't go on the marriage. It goes on that you're having children.
Correct. But there's also, he's saying, you can't live without a wife. Right? The Rabbi Cohen once had a Shtikl Torah in the Journal of Contemporary Science, I think that's called, right? Whatever that shtickle, and he says he doesn't understand older single men. Imagine a guy says, I didn't find the lulav and esrog that I like, so therefore I'm not getting the mitzvah lulav and esrog this year. I'm not buying it, I'm not taking it. He said, nobody would ever do that. You have to do it. That's all. Whether it doesn't fit exactly what you like, tough luck. So he said he doesn't understand why a man also, if you didn't find exactly what you're looking for, well, you got to marry somebody. You find somebody who wants to marry, you got to marry them.
It's a little different. After a lulav and esrog, after 8 days, you're done. The person you have to live with the rest of your life.
So what? But he's saying you have a mitzvah to have kids. You have to do it. Even if it doesn't make, maybe, this is what he was saying. I'm not saying you should try this at home, and I'm not saying either anybody should try telling this to
a
single.
Why does he only have a tie on single men? Why not single women?
Single women don't have a chiv. They have no chiyah pruravu. They're not mechuyah to be married. Right? Anyways, Dalit. Nasa isha v'shasa ima yud shanim v'lo yolda. If a guy marries a woman and they wait 10 years and she didn't have a baby, yeshlo l'garsha, he should divorce her. Because the assumption is they went that long, they can't have kids. V'yesh b'zeh kama chiluk adinim. There's a lot of chiluk adinim. We don't do this anymore. B'zman hazeh. We don't require it. Hey, isha ena mitzuva periva rivya. A woman is not chayav in periva mikol makom leisamed beloy bal mishum chashada. She should get married only because of chashad. Because if a single lady doesn't get married, then people are going to be chayshed her that she is a zayna. Vav yishtadol kol adam likach isha haguna mishpacha haguna. Everybody should try and get a proper wife from a proper family. Shloisha simanim yeshal miyisrael, and there's three simanim for Yisrael. Baishanim, are they embarrassed? Rachmanim, do they have pity? Goyim lechasanim, do they go chesed? Umi she'ein lo simanim elu ein eroi ledavik boy. If they don't have these three simanim, then you're not supposed to be, you shouldn't be medavik to them. It doesn't say here that you should get a picture of the woman to see if she's roi for you. It just says find out if she has busha and find out if she has rachmanis. And find out if she is a Gaimel Chesed. If she fits that, you can marry her. And on that note, everybody should have Shalom Bayis. Everybody should have a good Vach and a fine night.
Recording.